The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I'm Tom Batzer with three men from MIT, Richard Binzel, Artem Burdanov, and Julian DeWitt. They are planetary scientists, and they work for space telescopes, James Webb in this instance for their Nature magazine, but I'm going to turn to the future, the fantasy future. Julian, you've got an unlimited budget. What do you want to do next about your discoveries, either in the main belt or TRAPPIST-1? Good evening.
Good evening. I think what comes next, you're giving me options here between asteroids and and planet beyond the solar system. Continuing everything we've talked about with regard to planetary defense and how we're doing great with upcoming telescopes, our capability to deflect asteroids, I think I would probably turn to exoplanetary science and then look at the next generation telescope in order for us to identify all of the Earth-sized planets that are close by, because so far our detecting capabilities are only for the planet that happens to be passing in front of the star from our point of view. And that would require moving to techniques that we called direct imaging. And so direct imaging actually allows us to get sensitive to the light of planet themselves. And so there are different mission design in the pipeline. And so my preference at this stage would be to support truly innovative mission design, such as the Nautilus mission design that we can talk about at a later time, if you'd like.
Yes, so we're talking about terrestrial planets, rocky, wet, in the habitable zone, near to Earth. How near? What is your range?
quite further away than New York is from Boston.
Yes.
we're talking about, say, within 100 light years. That's okay. Probably about the ballpark.
Wonderful. That is the future. Richard Binzel, what is your expectation for your unlimited budget?
The first thing I would do, and we're actually underway with the NEO Surveyor Telescope, is to make sure we have adequate surveys to find asteroids, to find what's in our neighborhood. Let's do a complete inventory of objects, bigger than came and arrived at Chelyabinsk back in 2013. Once we have a complete inventory of all those objects that are out there, then we can rest assured. It's sort of like insurance that we know we won't be taken by surprise. But along the way, as we're finding all these objects that come near the Earth, I like to think of asteroids not as foes, but as friends. Because as we find these small asteroids that come near the Earth, some of them are very reachable, very accessible, with not a lot of rocket propulsion. In fact, less rocket propulsion than it takes to go to the surface of the moon and back. And so my next step would be that once we found them all, let's go explore, see which ones might have resources like water. And this could enable stepping stones for future astronauts to explore further and further in space. So I think of these near-Earth asteroids not so much as a hazard, but as stepping stones outward for human exploration of space.
Artem, your unlimited budget. And as with Julian, you can go deep, exoplanets. You can go to the beginning or you can stay in the main asteroid belt. What is your ambition?
So I think that I will use that money to build a network of ground-based telescopes that will be following up and studying in details all those fascinating objects that Vera Rubin and Neo Surveyor will find. It will be a lot of them, and we'll need a lot of telescopes to study them, to track them, to make sure they don't collide with Earth. There are already a lot of telescopes on Earth used by many astronomers. We will need way more telescopes, because the object that will be found by Near Surveyor in particular, they will be quite faint and invisible. And we would need to bigger telescopes to follow them up from the ground to see them in the reflected light. So that would be my main investment.
Now, gentlemen, I wonder, having spoken poorly and alarmed the audience, I wanted to remind everybody that an event like what happened in Mexico, Yucatan, 65 million years ago, is extremely rare and doesn't need to repeat. Is that correct, Professor Benzel? That could be a one-off, not a every 100,000-year event.
We think the event that led to the demise of the dinosaurs is something that happens maybe on timescales of 100 million years or so on average. And the good news is we've already discovered all of the largest asteroids out there that could possibly give us a repeat of the dinosaur demise. We have a space program. The dinosaurs didn't have a space program. So we've already made progress in terms of making sure we won't be taken by surprise by something of that magnitude. And we'd just like to finish the job, get down to the smallest and smallest sizes that would have any consequence, and make the Earth safer for everyone and safer for generations to come.
Professor, would we have seen that one coming? Was it that big?
If the dinosaurs had a space program, they would have seen their nemesis coming easily, decades, maybe centuries into the future. And they were around long enough. They could have done it, but hopefully we're a little bit smarter.
Julian, they would have seen it. Would that mean that we can defend ourselves? I want to give people confidence that it's not going to take us out this afternoon.
Yeah, 100%. As we talk through during this hour, we both have the capability to sense, to detect these kind of objects, and we have the capability to do what needs to be done, as Rick mentioned, with the DART mission.
Wonderful. Reassuring. MIT, three men from MIT on rocks, whether rocks in the asteroid belt or rocks on TRAPPIST-1. The article is in Nature magazine. I highly recommend it, and I thank Professor Julian DeWitt. I thank Professor Richard Benzel. I thank Professor Burdenoff, research scientist at MIT.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.